Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Realistic or not, it's probably a distant hope of just about every parent that their kid grows up to go to Harvard. For those who can't make the cut, a new website is offering what some might consider the next best thing, marrying someone from Harvard, a Harvard man in particular. That throwback to the days of Norman Nathan's book of Boston's most eligible bachelors has sparked quite a storm online. And here with more is WBUR Web reporter Andrew Phelps. Hi, Andrew.
Hello, Sasha.
Andrew, tell us about this website.
It's called Date Harvard Square, and only Harvard-educated men may join. It's free. You have to have a harvard.edu email address to prove that you are a Harvard guy. Women can join, but they have to pay a monthly subscription fee. So it's a way for women to find eligible men without actually having to go to Harvard Square.
So women pay for the right to look through the database and try to find a nice, juicy, appealing guy.
That's right. Exactly.
But men can't go in and search for women.
I don't know. It's a new site. I tried to sign up, and I was rejected because I don't have a harvard.edu email address. So then, of course, I did what any journalist would do. I signed up as a woman, and it said that they're not yet accepting signups for women. So it's
brand
new.
They're
trying to build their database of eligible, handsome, well-adjusted, and educated men first.
An example of that, have you seen any profiles of men online?
So I brought my iPad, Sasha, and I opened up dateharvardsquare.com and went to preview Harvard men. And here is Philip. You might like to meet Philip.
Philip was with his hair very combed back.
A nice blonde gentleman.
Slightly open collar.
Yeah. Philip lives in New York. His current occupation is entrepreneur, misspelled.
How does he spell it? He swapped the U and the E?
Well, an entre, E-N-T-E-R, sort of entrepreneur.
Maybe Philip went to Harvard but didn't graduate from Harvard.
Previously worked at Goldman Sachs. Favorite sports include tennis and golf. Favorite music, house and classical. Diverse tastes.
A lot of variety. So this isn't up and running yet, but apparently there's been quite a lot of web brouhaha.
Yeah, I think the universal reaction is repulsion. There are some very funny responses out there from both Harvard people and other people observing, using words that I can't say on the radio to describe the type of gentleman in the database. One person on Twitter says, "I'm glad that places like Date Harvard Square exist, if only to cordon off the deleted word from the rest of the population." Ellie Mistal, who's the blogger in Above the Law, the Above the Law blog.
This tracks legal doings.
Yes, himself a Harvard law grad, wrote, "In my day, we didn't need fancy websites to help Harvard men hook up with desperate women. We just went to BU parties and chewed with our mouths closed."
Well,
so
you know,
terrible.
On the other hand, Andrew, there are already Ivy League databases if you want a sperm donor or if you're looking for an Ivy League grad who could be a surrogate carrier for your baby. So this isn't new, really.
It's true.
Is it?
And, you know, there are websites for every flavor of every community. I mean, if you go to eHarmony.com, which is one of the biggest and most successful sites, which they're apparently modeling their site after, they have eHarmony Asian, eHarmony Hispanic, eHarmony Gay. There's lots of subcommunities. So why not an eHarmony Harvard?
So maybe you can find some way to crack the system and sign up, and we can check back with you later and see if maybe someone picked you.
I would love to.
Andrew Phelps, WBUR Web reporter, thanks for coming on Radio Boston.
Thank you, Sasha.
Well, before we go, we want to check in very quickly on the latest on Hurricane Earl. We have Dave Manning from the National Weather Service in Taunton joining us. Dave, in about 30 seconds, can you tell us what's the latest? How's it looking?
Absolutely. Right now, Hurricane Earl is maintaining its strength east of the Delaware Bay and moving toward Nantucket. It looks like it's going to pass south and east of Nantucket. Winds are at 80 miles an hour right now. We're also watching our concern is shifting more away from the wind toward heavy rainfall potential in the Boston and Providence areas as the storm gets a little closer to us. The heaviest rainfall is still offshore, but it is moving in our direction. So stay tuned. Flash flood watch in effect for the metropolitan area.
But not too much wind and rain locally quite yet.
Locally, yeah. The storm is still 250 miles or so south of Nantucket.
Got it. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. Thank you very much, Dave Manning from the National Weather Service in Taunton. Cotton for that update. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Stay safe and dry, and join us again tomorrow for Radio Boston.